SMC Mobile Monitoring.
TR Mobile.
Zero TR KR4EE. You're hitting the repeater perfectly today. Over.
What you, Steven? I got a car ahead of me. Looks like it might have a bad right front tire, but I'm not sure. Anyways, mind my own business here. We're just leaving Ingalls and going down past the Greer Post Office to mail a letter. How's your day going?
Doing great, Tom. Had a few minutes in between meetings. Heard you, but I would just let you know you sounded great. Hopefully no doctor's appointments today for you.
No, when do I have one, Bernice? Wednesday or so? I don't know. I got a couple coming up later in the week for routine stuff. Nothing in emergency, thank God. But, there was something else. Let me turn this radio down. I was going to say, and I can't remember what it was. Oh, we were going to the post office. I keep forgetting to send in my dues for the Brothers Club and the Greer Amateur Radio Club. And I called Matt last night and asked him about it, WG4MC. He got me straightened out. And, boy, the Brothers Club's $35 now. That's getting a little steep. But the Greer Club's still $20, so not bad. But when you add them together, you know, I flunked on phonics, but I can add, and that's $55. That's not cheap.
It's not, and your math is 100% correct. The good news is we're both on the right side of the dirt today, right?
Daisies from the root side. It's cold out here. It's 46. But, you know, it's a little bit of mist in the air and that, and it's just cold. Well, our kids from down here are headed back from Kentucky. They went on the bourbon run up there. There goes somebody who's going to get a nice invitation to the policeman's ball with the blue lights. But they might hit a little ice and that coming back from Kentucky. I don't know, last time I think they went to 11 breweries. And the reason they went up there is not that they drink, because my daughter don't even drink bourbon at all. They went up there to see the breweries, and they're really beautiful, I guess. We got a lot of pictures from it. But they met her best friend out of high school halfway down here. And that was the whole reason of the trip, so neither one of them had to drive from Kansas or South Carolina fully back to Kansas, because that's 935 miles. And they've had a nice visit together.
Yeah, those distilleries and breweries are beautiful, beautiful structures these days. Your daughter's a very smart woman. If it's brown, I frown. I'm right there with her. I can't touch that stuff.
Neither can I. I mean, last time I touched some alcohol was probably 15, 60 years ago. And my wife told me if I ever come home drunk that she'd never let me in, and that's been 57 years, so I think I made the right decision, because she meant what she said. And you want to say
something? Well, our wives are generally smarter than we are anyway. That was certainly a good call by you. Up a little bit. I was saying that certainly a very good call by you. Generally, our wives are much smarter than we are anyway.
Today, we broke a rule. We don't drink zero, but I always keep some light Michelob down in the fridge for the son-in-laws and that. And anyways, I went down and got a frosted glass and poured one of those in it, and we shared one, Michelob Light. And you know what? I could feel that. I just can't drink, period. I gotta mail that letter. There goes three of them. But it was good, and the reason it was good is we got some Wisconsin, what is it, 6-year-old cheese or 8-year-old? And the kids always bring us some from up in Wisconsin, and it's sharp, and oh man, is that delicious cheese. And Bernice makes the most delicious summer sausage in the world. And so we had summer sausage, midget pickles, and club crackers, and that cheese, and shared that one bottle of Michelob Light. And man, that was just about as far uptown as you can get. So I won't lie to you, we'll drink maybe one of those a year.
Well, you doctor, that food sounds delicious.
ND7J up in Hendersonville, he got that recipe from Bernice, and he said, I'll never forget that. And it's not hard to make, is it, Mom?
No.
And it's made from hamburger, usually? The fatty kind?
Yeah.
Yeah. But she makes it, and then what, you put it in the ice box for a while?
Yeah.
And then freeze some of it. But, oh, my. You can buy some time. I'll give you a taste of it if there's any left. But it's truly delicious. And Bob, he still makes that to this day. He's quite a good chef, too.
Pick you up on that someday. I don't think I've had the pleasure of meeting you in person yet. I just got started in this a few months ago, but I do look forward to being able to do that. I'm going to have to start a meeting here in a couple of minutes, so I'm going to go ahead and clear, Tom. Be safe. Thanks for chatting for a couple of minutes. And good news on just one Michelob Light. I'll try to follow suit. This is KR4EE, Greg in Hendersonville. Clear, 73.
Wow. Are you in Hendersonville now? You got a wonderful signal.
I'm actually on the, technically in Hendersonville, but I sit on the Transylvania County, Henderson County line, right next to DuPont. So I'm kind of in a bowl, and I'm running an Anytone 578 off of a J-pole in my window. It's the only repeater I can really hit. I can hit Brevard, but nobody's ever on that. Over.
Well, you got an excellent signal, Stephen, and you're welcome anytime. Just drop on by, and usually Bernice has got something baked, and I'll show you my station and my antennas, and like I said, you're welcome anytime. KR4AAE in 0TR. 73, Stephen.
I will take you up on that. I always appreciate hearing you. I don't jump on the rig quite. I don't do it very often, but I do appreciate hearing you. I learn something every time you jump on, so thank you very much. Be safe, and 73.